Brothers and sisters, before I'm reading the God's word, let us quiet our hearts and prepare to come before Him.
弟兄姊妹，喺我哋仲读今日，我哋读今日嘅经文之前，让我哋一齐安静我哋嘅心，预备我哋嘅心嚟到神面前。
The scripture for today are at Romans chapter 16, verse 1 to 5, and also the book of Acts chapter 18.Verse 1-4, and also verse 24-26. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Sunquick, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints.And help her in whatever she may need from you. For she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, our fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not give thanks as well, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the churchIn the house, with my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. The book of Acts. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius.Had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked. For they were tent makers for trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. Now, a Jew named Apollo.A native of Alexandria came to Ephesus. He was an ancient man, competent in the scripture. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus. Though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue.But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
我会以粤语去读出呢三段嘅经文。罗马书第十六章第一节，我向你们推荐我们的姊妹菲比，她是坚格利教会的执事，请你们在主里用合乎圣徒身份嘅态度去接待她。無論他在什麼事上有需要，請你們都幫助他，因為他曾經幫助許多人，也幫助了我。問候在基督耶穌裡與我同工的伯基拉和阿居拉，他們為了我的性命，置身死於道外。不但我感激他們，連內族的眾教會也感激他們，也問候他們家裡的教會，問候我親愛的拜尼托，他是亞細亞省第一個歸入基督的人。使徒行傳第十八章。此後，保羅離開雅典，來到哥林多，遇見一個生在本都的猶太人，名叫阿居拉。因為格魯丟下令所有的猶太人都要離開羅馬，所以阿居拉最近同他的妻子伯基拉從義大利來了，保羅就去找他們。他們是以做帳棚為業的，因為是同業，保羅就與他們同住，一同工作。每逢安息日，保羅在會堂辯論，勸導猶太人和希臘人歸主。第二十四節，有一個生在亞歷山大的猶太人，名叫阿波羅，來到以弗所，他很有口才，擅長講解聖經。這人在主的道上受過訓練， 心灵火热，很准确的讲论，并且教导人关于耶稣的事，但他只晓得约翰的洗礼。这人在会堂里放胆讲论起来，伯基拉和阿居拉听了，就把他接来，把神的道更准确地向他讲解。
Before inviting the theme speaker, allow me to have a short introduction of our mission convention speaker, Reverend Dr. Patrick Fong.
咁喺我哋邀请我哋嘅主题讲员之前，允许我简单咁介绍下我哋嘅讲员冯浩流牧师。
Dr. Patrick Fong was born in Hong Kong, received medical training in Australia and the UK, and served as a medical missionary in South Asia with his wife, Dr. Jenny. Patrick currently serves as a global ambassador of OMF International, formerly the China Inland Mission. He served as the general director of OMF International from 2005 to 2023, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with East Asia's peoples. Patrick formerly served as a Lausanne Movement International Board on the Lausanne Movement International Board as a program chair of the 4th Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization. Patrick had obtained a PhD in Chinese Church History and is currently the principal designated of Singapore Bible College.
咁冯浩流牧师，佢出生于香港，喺澳大利亚同埋英国接受医学训练。咁佢亦都同妻子冯郑珍妮医生一齐喺南亚担任医疗宣教士。冯医生现任海外基督使团国际事工特使。佢曾经于2005至2023年担任海外基督使团嘅国际总主任。致力於向東亞各族群去分享耶穌基督的福音。馮醫生亦曾經擔任洛桑福音運動國際董事會的成員，並且擔任第四屆的洛桑世界福音宣教大會的籌委會主席。他獲得中國教會歷史博士學位，現為新加坡神學院的後任院長。
We are glad this morning with Reverend Fong as the theme speaker will share the topics, A New Opportunity Take Risk for God.
我哋好感恩今日我哋有冯牧师喺我哋当中分享，咁今日佢会讲嘅主题系为主冒险新契机。
So let us welcome Reverend Fong to preach and Brother Man Yu to interpret it in Cantonese and Brother Joseph will interpret it in Mandarin.
我哋请冯牧师同埋有谢文耀弟兄去为我哋作粤语嘅传译。
Good morning to you. Good morning to you, brothers and sisters of Grace Church.
弟兄姊妹，早晨。
And particularly those also joining to us online as well.
同喺网上参加我哋崇拜嘅弟兄姊妹讲早晨。
And I want to thank God for the worship team and particularly the children singing this most wonderful song. God is doing a new thing among us. That was a wonderful song.
我多謝敬拜小組今日帶領係唱一首非常美麗嘅首歌，看神係做一件新事。
And you know that the theme of this year's conference is See I am doing a new thing.
今日我哋猜傳年會嘅主題係看啊，我要做一件新事。
I need to find my remote control. Where is it? Oh, it's hiding it.Box. Okay, is it on now? Okay. Now, over the last 2 days, we have been reflecting on two themes.
過去兩日，我哋一齊思想咗兩個嘅主題。
First, a new society transformation by the gospel on Friday.
第一，係福音使命新群體。
On Saturday, yesterday, a new conviction, the working of the Holy Spirit.
昨天我們一起去思想聖靈臨在新動力。
And today we will turn to the theme, a new opportunity, taking risks for God based on Romans chapter 16.
今天我們會一起思想這個主題，為主冒險新契機。
Now Paul's letter to the Romans can be described as a kind of Christian manifesto.
保羅寫給羅馬嘅信徒嘅一封書信，可以認為一個基督徒嘅宣言。
It's one of the most influential books in the Bible。
呢本書係聖經入邊其中一本最具影響力嘅一本書。
And shaping the lives and theology of great Christian leaders like Martin Luther, Calvin, John Calvin, and so on.
佢塑造咗歷代偉大基督徒嘅領袖生命同埋佢哋嘅神學觀，例如馬丁路德、加爾文同埋廷代爾。
And they call this book Romans the principal and the most excellent part of the New Testament.
佢哋稱羅馬書為新約最重要、最精彩嘅部分。
But we must note that this book, the book of Romans, is not only a theological treatise.
但係你知道羅馬書淨唔係淨係講神學倫理咁簡單。
Because as we come to the final chapter, which you have read just now, we discover a different kind of treasure in chapter 16.
因為當我哋嚟到羅馬書最後一章係第十六章，我哋會發現另一種嘅寶藏。
It's one of the most instructive chapters in the New Testament on relationships within God's community.
係一章喺新嘅聖經入邊其中一章最具教導性嘅篇章，係講緊神羣體之間嘅關係。
In Romans 16, Paul mentions particularly a couple by the name of Aquila and Priscilla.
喺第十六章，保羅提到一對親愛嘅夫婦，就係亞哥拉同伯基拉。
He first met them in Corinth, as recorded in Acts 18, which we have just read, and developed a close friendship with this couple.
喺《使徒行傳》十八章記載，保羅喺哥林多第一次去認識佢哋，然之後佢同呢對夫婦都係建立咗深厚嘅友誼。
Now it's very interesting how Paul described this couple in Romans 16.
咁保羅喺一段去形容佢哋係有啲好特別嘅。
And in verse 3, Paul says, you know, he called them fellow workers in Jesus Christ.
佢稱佢哋為喺主內嘅同工。
According to Acts 18, they were in business. They were tent makers, a couple engaged in business.
咁喺十八章，我哋知道佢哋係從商嘅。
And from verse 5, Romans 16, which you can see here, also.There's a church that met in their house.
咁佢哋喺十五章都見到有教會係喺佢哋屋企係聚會嘅。
Now I want you to note particularly on the screen verse 4 here. It says they risk their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Paul says they risk their lives.
我想大家留意喺熒幕上面嘅第四節嗰度寫到。他們為了我的性命，置身死於道外。不但我感激他們，連外族的眾教會也感激他們。
Now this is the part I like the Chinese Bible better, because the Chinese Bible, if you use verb and translate it, actually even more accurately.
咁呢個我特別中意中文和合本嘅個翻譯，因為佢比較精準。
And in Chinese say, 也為我的命把自己的頸項置之度外。
為我的命將自己嘅頸項置之度外。
It means that in the original translation is they risk their neck, not, you know, they risk their life, they risk their neck. That is original language.
係將佢嘅頸項係置之度外。
Actually, the Greek word neck is not neck, but trachelos, trachea, meaning the windpipe, the organ in the body. That's what it means.
其實喺原文希臘文，佢嗰個頸項嘅原文嘅意思其實係氣管嘅意思。
Meaning they were willing to lay down something very vital for Paul and for the sake of the gospel.
代表佢哋為咗保羅同埋為咗福音嘅工作，佢哋犧牲佢哋生命最重要嘅嗰部分。
To put it more vividly, they were willing to give up their breath, so to speak, their last breath for the sake of the gospel. That is what Paul was writing. Their very last breath.
佢哋係。嘅意思係佢哋願意為神嘅工作，甚至將自己嘅呼吸同埋獻俾神。
Now you may find it strange. You think about taking risks. It must be Paul. Paul is the one that taking risks for God, right? We think of Paul.
咁我哋好好奇，我哋講到冒險，我哋好多時候即刻會諗起保羅。
And from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul says, "Sorrowful yet rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, have nothing, possessing everything." That is Paul taking risks for God.
我哋喺哥林多後書第六章嗰度，保羅又寫到關於佢自己嘅苦難，嗰度寫到似乎憂愁，卻常常快樂；似乎貧窮，卻是叫許多人富足；似乎一無所有，卻是樣樣都有。
And yet Paul was referring to this couple who is in business.He said, "This couple, they took risks for God as well."
咁當保羅講到一對從商嘅夫婦，佢哋保羅形容佢哋都係為福音去冒險、冒生命危險。
Now, when we think about taking risks, we often think of what? Physical suffering, right? Danger, discomfort, poor living conditions, illnesses, political instability, even martyrdom. That is risk taking.
當我們講到為主冒險的時候，我們可能會想到身體上的苦難、一些危險、刻苦、惡劣的生活環境、疾病、政治動盪，甚至是殉道等等。
But the Bible refers to risk-taking has a much deeper meaning.
但是在聖經裡面講的冒險是有更深層的意義的。
Of course, we don't know what they did because Paul, the Bible didn't mention what did they do.
咁當然我哋喺聖經唔可以準確咁知道佢哋為福音做咗啲咩。
But we know that in the New Testament, apart from this couple, there are two other references about risk-taking. Not just this couple, but there are two other references which I will refer to right now.
咁其實除咗喺羅馬書十六章呢度，咁新約聖經仲有其他兩個地方係講到冒險。
Just now we mentioned Romans 16 about this couple Aquila and Priscilla.
咁十六章我哋講到亞居拉同麥基拉。
And now the Bible also has a reference in the book of Acts 15 about Paul and Barnabas.
咁我哋喺呢個使徒行傳十五章都講到保羅同亞波羅。
You remember the Jerusalem church wrote a letter to the Gentile church.
呢個係寫俾外邦人嘅書信。
And the church wrote and mentioned about Paul and Barnabas.
咁呢度教會講到巴拿巴同保羅。
In verse 26, he says, "Men, that is Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, risking their lives." That is in Acts chapter 15.
咁二十六節講到保羅同巴拿巴為主耶穌基督嘅名不顧性命。
But there's also a third reference, which is a surprise to us in Philippians chapter 2.
咁仲有另一個地方就係腓立比書。
Paul was writing to the Philippian church to welcome back a brother who became sick by the name of Epaphroditus.
咁保羅寫本書信嘅時候，佢寫到歡迎以巴弗提翻嚟。
In verse 30, he says he, that is Epaphroditus, risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me.
咁嗰度寫到以巴弗提不顧性命去補足你哋供給我不及之處。
So in Acts 15, Paul and Barnabas were commended by the church for they took risks for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
咁喺使徒行傳十五章，教會讚許巴拿巴同保羅為福音去不顧性命。
And in Philippians, Paul commended Epaphroditus, a brother from the Philippian church, also for risking his life.For the sake of the gospel.
在腓立比書，保羅都讚許教會的弟兄以巴弗提。
If you study the word risk-taking, particularly in Acts, I want to explain what that means.
我們看到冒險這個字，就是為不顧性命這個字，我想再深入解釋這個字的意思。
In Romans,
在羅馬書，
about Aquila and Priscilla, risk is risk their neck, risk their trachea, that's what it means.
在羅馬書我們看到亞居拉同亞基拉將佢哋嘅頸項置身於度外。
But Acts 15, the word is different. It carries a different meaning.
咁喺呢個使徒行傳同埋腓立比書係有唔同嘅意思。
That word doesn't mean heroism or martyrdom. No, that's not what it means.
嗰個字唔代表一啲嘅英雄主義，唔等於唔係殉道嘅意思。
In a Bible concept in the New Testament, risk-taking means surrender. That is what it means. To surrender everything.
在聖經這個字是代表降服的意思。
Just like what the Bible says in Philippians about Christ, obedient even unto death, surrendering your life, that is exactly what it means.
就好像腓立比書所說的順服以至於死。
So risk taking in the Bible has to do with obedience, not martyrdom or heroism.
所以為神冒險不顧性命，不是英雄主義，不是殉道，而是去順服。
God is calling us to surrender our lives to Him. That's what it means, risk-taking.
聖經要我們去順服神，這個就是為神冒險的意思。
One time I asked an African leader, actually more than one leader, a group of African leaders, whether Africa still needs missionaries.
有一次我就問一班非洲的領袖，非洲還需不需要宣教士呢？
Since it is one of the continents that has experienced some of the most significant growth over the past century, right? Massive church growth in Africa.
Because in the past 100 years, the Africa Church was the church growth rate.
There is so much church growth. Do you still need missionaries?
教会增长得这么快, 还需要宣教士呢?
Very interesting. This was their reply.
很有趣的, 这个领袖的回复。
Yes, we still do need missionaries. We need missionaries.
我们仍然需要宣教士。
But we do not need one kind of missionaries. Don't send them.
但有一种宣教士我们不需要派他们过来。
I was very surprised. What kind of missionaries do you not need?
那哪一种你不需要呢?
We do not want missionaries who come as if they were the fourth member of the Trinity.
他说我不需要那些好像三位一体多了第四个成员的那种宣教士。
So you know what they meant?
你知不知道他的意思呢?
We want missionaries who are willing to give up their own agenda, to surrender their agenda. That's what they mean.
我要那些宣教士是去放下自己的计划的那些宣教士。
Taking risk meaning giving up control, surrendering our own agenda.
为神冒险是放下自己的计划，顺服神。
Now many of us have heard the story about the Cambridge Seven. Seven young people went to China in 1885.
大家可能听过剑桥七杰这个故事，他们是1885年。
And the picture here is Dixon Edward Holmes, one of the Cambridge Seven.
在画面上的图画是何思德。
By personality, he's very shy, so shy that initially the interviewing committee wasn't quite sure to send him or not. You know, he's very kind of shy and afraid to be in a crowd.
何思德其实他的个性是一个比较内向，非常内向的一个人。
But in the end, he went.
即使他是这样的一个人，他都是愿意踏出去中国宣教。
The China Inner Mission sent him to work under a Chinese pastor by the name of Xi Shengmo.
内地会就派他去到一个地方，去跟着一个中国基督徒领袖叫做直胜摩一起服侍。
And he was sent to work among the opium addicts, those who were doing rehabilitation. They were on opium addiction.
他就是去那里服侍鸦片的毒瘾者。
And so he wrote to his mother one day.
有一次他就写信回去给他妈妈。
In a letter, this is what he wrote.
他封信都是这样写的。
Dear mother,
亲爱的妈妈,
it's very hot here in summer, in Shanxi.
这里夏天很炎热，这里是山西。
I stayed with more than 100 others in a large common room. I do not have my own room.
我和过百人一起住在一个大的公共房间。
Well, these were opium addicts and, who tried to do rehabilitation.
这些和他一起住的是
Sometimes it's so hot, I would go up on the second floor, go to the balcony and get some fresh air because it was really hot in summer.
因为天气很热，我有时候会去二楼的阳台那里呼吸下新鲜的空气。
But when I look out to the streets, many Chinese people, they saw me.
但当我望出去街的时候，很多的中国人就见到我。
They stared at me as though they were watching an opera.
他见到我就好像看戏一样。
Because they have never seen a 鬼佬。
因为他们没见过鬼佬。
Of course, he wrote in Chinese foreign devil, but that was what I meant, right? When the Lord called me to mission,
当主去呼召我去宣教的时候,
I thought I have laid everything before the cross, fully submitted my life to him in England. I thought I've done that.
我以为我已经放下一切摆在主的十架的前面。
But today the Lord is challenging me. There is one more thing I need to lay before the cross, to surrender before the cross.
但今天主再次挑战我，还有一件事我要放下给神的。
You may say, what is that?
是什么呢?
He wrote to his mother, he said, it is my personal space. God says, surrender that before God.
他跟他妈妈说，这就是我的私人空间，我连这件事都要献给神。
This picture you saw, Holmes went on to serve in China for the next 60 years.
60。在幅图你见到何思德，他在中国服侍了有60年这么长的时间。
When he arrived in China, he was 25 years old.
他去到中国的时候，他25岁。
When he left China, he was 85 years old.
他离开中国的时候，他85岁。
Went back to England and then he passed away.
他回到英国的时候，他就回了天家。
Many people missed him.
很多人很挂着他。
So colleagues decided to write about him.
他们就决定用文字去记录他的一生。
Now, interestingly, when they compare what they had written, there was a remarkable convergence of what they wrote.
好特別嘅係，當佢哋去比較佢哋所寫嘅內容嘅時候，係竟然有驚人嘅一致嘅內容。
And this is how colleagues describe Dixon Edward Hulse.
佢哋嘅同事係咁樣形容何士德嘅。
He, that is Hulse, right? He lived to be forgotten so that Christ can be remembered.
何士德活著係要俾人忘記，好叫基督俾人記得。
So in summary, Hulse risked his life for God. He surrendered even his personal space.
總結嚟講，何士德為神冒險，佢甚至連自己嘅私人空間都獻上俾神。
Now we must come back to Romans chapter 16.
咁而家我哋翻到嚟羅馬書嘅十六章。
And Paul commended this couple, Aquila and Priscilla, for risking their lives for the sake of the gospel.
保羅讚許阿居拉同伯基拉，因為佢哋為福音嘅事工冒佢哋生命嘅危險。
But Paul was not only writing to them. Paul was writing to a group of brothers and sisters, many saints in the church in Rome.
但係保羅唔係淨係寫俾二對夫婦阿居拉同伯基拉，係寫俾更多其他喺羅馬嘅聖徒。
So this is now I come to the second point of my message.
咁呢個係我信息嘅第二點。
And that is diversity in unity.
就係多元合一。
Now one striking feature of this final chapter of Romans is that, you know, Paul wrote to many people. Actually, if you read chapter 16, there were 26 names. If you study very carefully. 26 names mentioned in Romans 16.
咁最後一章有一個好顯著嘅一個特點。咁保羅係寫俾好多嘅人，但係佢中間入邊佢係向26位嘅弟兄姊妹係問安嘅。
Just like us here, we came from very diverse backgrounds, groups, and languages.
就好似我哋華人堂咁樣，同埋而家大家一齊敬拜係來自唔同嘅。
Now, if you study the 26 names, you notice that half of the names are Latin or Greek names, half of them are Jewish names.
咁喺26個名嘅入邊，一半係猶太人嘅名，另一半係希利人。
Now, what does that mean? That means that the church is not monolingual or monocultural, right? It has Jews and Gentiles and very mixed group, not monoethnic.
咁我哋見到呢個唔係呢個教會唔係單一嘅民族，佢係有猶太人，有希利人咁樣。
But you need to study the names a bit more carefully, more than that.
咁我哋要再深入去睇啲嘅名。
Now.This is going to be challenging for translation. There are a few names: Ampliatus, Urbanus, Hermas, Philologus, Julian, so on and so forth.
咁呢度有好多嘅名咧，有呢個暗伯利安，有以巴路，有黑米，有菲羅羅古，同埋尤利亞。
But to us, it doesn't mean anything. It's just another name.
咁對我哋講，可能表面上對我哋冇咩意義，淨係一個名啫。
But when people read the letter, they know exactly what Paul meant.
但係當嗰啲讀者睇封信嘅時候，佢哋知道呢啲名嘅意思。
These names are only names for slaves. Slaves only.
呢啲名係常用於係俾啲奴隸用嘅名。
Like even in many places in the world today, you cannot choose your own name. You, if you belong to a low social class, you only can use these names. These names are names for slaves only.
咁我而家世界仲有啲地方係唔可以選擇自己嘅名嘅。咁有啲名係留俾一啲低下層嘅。
So what does that mean? That Paul addressed them as my dear friends, my co-worker in Christ. That's how Paul addressed them. These are slaves.
即使係奴隸，但係保羅仍然稱呼佢哋為親愛嘅朋友同埋弟兄姊妹。
Now not only that.
咁唔單止係咁樣。
Paul mentioned two other names, and I want to particularly refer them. Aristobulus and Narcissus.
仲有兩個名。亞比利安同埋拿其素。
Now Aristobulus and Narcissus are just the opposite.
佢哋係呢兩個人係相反嘅。
Because we know them through other history books apart from the Bible. This is all recorded in other history books.
咁我哋透過其他嘅歷史，我哋對呢兩個人有更加少少深入嘅理解。
So you may say, who are they?
咁佢哋係咩人咧
？They are the rich and powerful, wielding significant influence over.Emperor Claudius. They are very well known. They are very wealthy.
佢哋係好富有同埋好有權勢嘅人，甚至對個當時嘅王係有影響力嘅人。
And we also know from records that both Aristobulus and Narcissus donated some of their own land to the emperor for his birthday. birthday celebration. Here is the land, give it to you. Birthday present. That's how rich they are.
咁都有啊歷史嘅記錄，係依兩個人咧，佢哋都將佢哋部分嘅土地係捐俾王，係當作王嘅生日禮物。
And yet Paul greets them very simply as those in the Lord.
但保羅都係好簡單咁稱佢哋為喺主裏邊嘅人。
Now more than that.
咁仲有咧
？Among the 26 names, Paul mentioned 9 women by name. 9 women by name.
26個名嘅入邊有9位係婦女。
Of course, just now, if you heard the Bible read to you, the first line was Phoebe, particularly you know, on the way to Rome, as Paul likely entrusted her with this important letter. Phoebe probably carried a letter to Rome.
咁其中一位就係菲比，咁佢應該係嗰陣時係前往咁羅馬，咁保羅咧就交託佢將呢個羅馬書信咧就帶去。
But you notice how Paul particularly mentioned the women work hard for the Lord. Let me read to you. Greet Mary.Who worked very hard for you? Verse 6, verse 12. Greet Tryphena, Tryphosa, women who worked hard for the Lord. Verse 12 again. Greet my dear friend Persis, who has worked very hard in the Lord. How Paul addressed them.
咁保罗喺书信入边佢提到几位妇女嘅辛劳嘅工作。咁喺第六节嗰度讲到，又问玛利亚安，她为你们多受劳苦。十二节又问为主劳苦的土菲拿士和土库撒士安。係之後問可親愛為主多受勞苦嘅起士起色士安。
I feel a little bit unfair. Paul never mentioned the brothers work hard for the Lord. Only the women work hard for God.
好似有啲唔公平，冇講到弟兄嘅勞苦，淨係講到一啲姊妹嘅辛勞。
You see, in this letter, Paul greets the Jews and the Gentiles, the marginalized, the powerful, the poor, and yet the rich, men and women, all part of God's.Community who belong to Jesus Christ. That is just a really a beautiful picture in Acts in Romans 16.
咁喺保罗佢写信，佢系向犹太人同外邦人去问安，有边缘人，有权势嘅人，男同女，都系呢啲全部都系属于基督嘅子民。
You may ask the question: Did Paul just randomly list out the 26 names and here you are A, B, C, D, E? You know, was it random?
咁保罗系咪随机咁样挑选一啲嘅名系写入去咧？
What is the link? Is there any link among them?
佢哋當中有冇啲係有聯繫嘅咧
？But it is not a random list.
呢個唔係一個好隨機嘅一個嘅。
God or Paul used two key phrases to link all these 26 names together. There's a key link.
咁當中其實有一個好關鍵嘅詞語係將呢26個名係連埋一齊。
I mentioned there are two key phrases.
有兩個關鍵嘅詞語。
First of all, the phrase is.In the Lord.
第一個係在主裏。
Verse 2 refers to Phoebe in the Lord. Verse 8, Ampliantus in the Lord. Narcissus, verse 11, in the Lord. Tryphena, Tryphosa, work hard in the Lord. Verse 12, and Rufus, verse 13, in the Lord. All of them in the Lord.
在第二節，請你們在主裏接待菲比。第八節，又向我在主裏所親愛的暗伯尼問安，第十一節向拿其素家在主裏嘅人問安，第十二節向為主辛勞嘅土菲拿和土庫撒問安，第十三節又向在主裏蒙揀選嘅勞夫同佢嘅母親問安。
There's a second phrase that is the phrase in Christ。
第二個就係在基督裏。
Verse 9, our fellow workers, that's Urbanus, in Christ. Verse 10, tested Apollos and approved in Christ.
第九節講到我在基督裏與我們同工的以巴勞，第十節講到在基督裏經過試驗的亞比利安。
So what is Paul saying here?
What is Paul saying?
It's not only diversity we value, but unity in Christ, which is even more important. Unity in Christ.
唔單止係多元，我哋更重要嘅係喺主裏邊係合一。
And here in Galatians, we're reminded again as God's people.
喺華人堂，我哋要提醒自己喺神身為神嘅子民。
We are joined together with God's global church.
我哋係同世界嘅教會係連接埋一齊嘅。
From the west, from the east.
由西面到東面。
From developed world to the majority world.
由已發展嘅國家到多數嘅世界
，the rich, influential, the poor and powerless, the able-bodied and those who are disabled,
富有嘅影響有影響力嘅貧或者係貧窮同冇權勢嘅係健全嘅或者有殘障嘅。
We are all in the Lord called to serve Him and make Him known。
我哋全部都係被神呼召，係去將佢嘅名係宣揚出去。
We thank the Lord that Grace Church is supporting missionaries from diverse backgrounds, and I thank the Lord for Grace Church。
我感謝主華恩堂支持嚟自唔同背景嘅宣教士。
Not only Chinese, we support people from different ethnicities。
但是華族也是不同的其他的族裔。
And we are involved in church planting and doing mission work.
我們有植堂的事工。
Or in the mission field.
在一個宣教工場。
But we are not trying to make all the churches we planted look like Grace Church. That's not what we want.
但我們不是要其他的教會好像華恩堂一樣。
We want local believers to understand and obey God's word within their own cultural context.
我們是幫助當地的信徒在自己的文化處境裡面去明白。
We value that diversity and unity.
我們是去欣賞一個多元化。
I should say, we celebrate diversity and unity. We celebrate.
我們是要慶祝多元合一這個美麗的圖畫。
I want to tell you this story. I mean, some of you may know this.Person by the name of Dr. Tammy Fisk.
我而家想同大家分享一個故事，就係關於Dr. Tammy Fisk.
Now, she was one of the three sisters I know. I know three sisters serving the Lord in sensitive, remote areas in creative access ministries.
咁我認識三位姊妹，佢係喺創啟嘅國家去服侍神嘅。
And of course, in those areas, you cannot preach the gospel openly.
咁喺嗰啲嘅地方，你唔可以好公開咁樣去傳講福音。
She is a doctor, but she served with two other nurses, one from Taiwan, one from Japan.
咁佢係一位醫生，佢同兩位嘅護士係一齊嘅服侍，一位台灣人，一位日本人。
They serve God in a local hospital in a mission field.
咁佢哋喺當地嘅醫院入邊係去服侍。
Interestingly, one day the hospital director called them in and talked to them.
咁有一日，醫院嘅院長就叫佢哋三個入嚟。
He said, "I'm amazed how three of you." All from such different backgrounds, from U.S., from Taiwan, from Japan, can work together so well.
好驚訝，你哋三位嚟自唔同嘅地方，有美國、台灣、日本，但係你哋竟然可以合作得咁好。
We can see that you know you truly love each other.
我見到你哋真係彼此相愛。
And this is what he said. He said, "If our staff can love each other as you do, this hospital would be very different."
咁佢就繼續講話，如果我哋嘅員工好似你哋咁。係彼此相愛，依間教會就依間醫院就會好唔同。
Three sisters looked at each other, paused for a moment, and then said.
咁依三位嘅姊妹就互相望對方，之後停一停，之後就話
：Well, thank you for your affirmation, but may we make a request? We have a request.
咁佢哋就話多謝你嘅肯定，但係我哋可唔可以提出一個要求
？And the hospital director said, "Well, what would you like to do?"
咁院長就問你哋想做啲咩咧
？What is your request?
你有啲咩請求
？And they replied.
咁佢哋就話
：We would like to plant 9 trees in a hospital backyard。
我哋想喺醫院度，喺後院度種9棵樹。
And we would like to name each tree。
咁我哋都想幫啲九棵樹去改名。
And we would like to seek your permission to do so。
希望你可以批准。
And the hospital director was a bit surprised and said, "Okay, all right, you may plant the trees."
咁院長就愕然，但係佢都話：好，你哋可以。
But what names would you give the trees?
你會為佢哋改咩名咧
？This is what they say.
佢哋就咁樣話。
The names will be. 名係 Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
名係仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實、温柔同節制。
Paris.Unity in diversity or diversity in unity. That is a powerful witness for the Lord.
呢個就係多元合一嘅見證，一個有力嘅見證。
So far, I've talked about taking risks for God.
我而家講咗為神冒險。
I've also mentioned diversity in unity.
你都講咗多元合一。
And now I want to come to the third point. That is God's people on the move.
而家想講第三點，隨走隨傳。
You look at this couple, Aquila and Priscilla. They are people on the move. They are not stationed in one place.
你睇到阿居拉同阿基拉，佢哋係隨走隨傳嘅，佢哋唔係單單喺一個地方入邊。
You read in Acts 18, which we read earlier on, that Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and there he met a Jew named Aquila and also Priscilla, because Claudius, that's the emperor, had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome.
咁十八節講到保羅嚟了雅典，就嚟到哥林多，咁遇見一個猶太人名叫阿居拉，佢哋啊因為格魯雕要猶太人離開羅馬，佢就帶住阿伯基拉去到義大利，去啊由義大利嚟到羅馬。
And also they follow Paul to Ephesus. Read here in chapter 18, verse 18. And Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time, and later on he sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila, and they arrived at Ephesus. So they were with Paul to Ephesus.
咁佢哋都同保罗去到以弗所，之后佢哋被逼离开罗马，都去到哥林多。
以弗所。Now, we know that Aquila and Priscilla were diaspora Jews, right? They are not from Jerusalem, they are diaspora Jews.
咁佢哋阿居拉同伯基拉，佢哋係散居嘅猶太人。
And Aquila was originally from Pontus.
咁阿居拉佢原本係嚟自。
Actually, interesting. Pontus is very relevant to today because Pontus is the area of Ukraine right now, same area, Ukraine.
咁其實
he's from Ukraine, so to speak.
本都其實就係現代嘅烏克蘭。
And then he later migrated to Rome.
咁之後佢去咗羅馬。
And the emperor didn't like the Jews, so he was forced out with his wife and relocate to Corinth.
咁格魯雕王就逐走嗰啲猶太人，咁佢哋就被逼離開。
And then he followed. They followed Paul to Ephesus.
之後就跟住保羅去到以弗所。
And the opportunity arose. They went back to Rome again.
咁有機會嘅時候，佢哋又翻到羅馬。
They are truly people on the move.
佢哋真係隨走隨傳嘅。
But we noticed that wherever they went, they had spiritual impact.
但無論佢哋去到邊度，都有帶住屬靈嘅影響。
Why did I say that? Because if you read Romans chapter 16 verse 5, they say, "Greet the church that meets at their house." There's a church in their home.
點解我咁講咧？因為如果你睇第五節嘅時候，你哋會見到有問在他們家中的教會安，咁就見到其實佢哋。家入邊係由教會嘅聚會喺對屋企進行。
In many ways, they are not pastors, so to speak.
佢哋唔係傳道人。
They're doing business.
佢哋係從商嘅人。
And yet they open up their home. There's a church that meets at their house.
但係佢哋願意打開佢嘅屋企俾教會喺嗰度聚會。
Their family, their home became a blessing to others.
佢哋嘅屋企變成大家嘅一個嘅祝福。
That is exactly what risk-taking means, surrendering.Everything they have to God for God's purpose.
呢個就係冒險嘅意思，就係將你所有嘅嘢獻上俾神。
But today, many people, in a way, actually enjoy taking risks. You know that young people enjoy taking risks.
今日有好多人都好中意去冒險嘅。
And some even you pay to enjoy risk taking. You know that?
甚至會
係。You pay for it. It's not free. You have to pay for it.
甚至係俾錢去冒險，去追求冒險嘅快感。
In Singapore, there's a reverse bungee jump. Do you know that?
喺新加坡有一樣嘢叫做反向。
You know what reverse bungee jump is?
知唔知係咩咧？
They tie to a rubber band and throw you into the air.
佢將你綁住只腳之後，拋你上天空。
You have to pay $100 Sing dollar.
你要俾$100去做。
It's not free.
唔係免費嘅喎。
But risk taking in the scripture is very different.
但係喺冒險喺聖經入邊係好唔同㗎。
It points to a higher purpose.
佢係指向更高嘅一個嘅目的。
So that all people will come to know the truth, to bring people to know the truth.
係要叫所有人都認識真理，帶所有人嚟到真理。
And that's exactly the example in Aquila and Priscilla.
咁呢個就正正就係阿居拉同阿基拉嘅一個嘅例子。
And we know this example here that they met this person by the name of Apollos.
咁喺呢個嘅二十四節就講到阿波羅。
Apollos is a scholar.From Alexandria.
咁阿波羅係一位嘅學者，係出身於亞歷山大。
Well, now why is it important to mention Alexandria? Why is it important?
點解咁重要要提到呢個亞歷山大咧
？Because it's comparable to the modern day Stanford, Harvard, Oxford, or Cambridge. That is what it means.
因為嗰個
very learned man, very scholarly.
因為嗰個地方係相比係今日嘅斯坦福、哈佛。牛津同埋劍橋嘅呢啲頂尖嘅學術中心。
Talented, eloquent, and yet his understanding of the truth was incomplete.
咁見我哋見到阿波羅係非常有才華、有知識，佢又有口才， 咁佢對真理但係未完全嘅認識。
But the Bible used three important verbs to describe this couple Aquila and Priscilla。
咁聖經入邊用咗三句嘅動詞去形容亞居拉同伯基拉。
And you can see that on the screen。
喺熒幕上大家可以見到。
They heard him。
佢聽見。
They invited him。
之後接待佢。
They explained to him。
就將神嘅道詳細嘅解釋俾佢聽。
Those of you who want to read in Chinese is also here。
咁依度係中文，有聽見、接待同埋講解。
They listened to Apollos welcome him and patiently taught him the truth。
咁佢哋聆聽之後接待，之後耐心嘅教導亞波羅。
You know, Aquila and Priscilla may be on the move, but they have this spiritual impact of helping people to understand the truth. That is the mission God has given them.
咁亞居拉同伯基拉，佢哋可能係去緊唔同嘅地方，不時都要去搬遷，但係佢哋喺每一個地方都係將神嘅話帶俾佢哋身邊嘅人。
Now one time I was preaching in an old church in Marburg, Germany。
有一次，我喺一間德國一間古老嘅教會喺馬爾堡度講道。
Now this Marburg they call it the University City because many universities are there in this city。
咁馬爾堡其實係一個大學城，有好多大學喺嗰個地方。
Famous for international students。
咁有好多國際學生都喺嗰度。
And I was asked to preach in this church, very old church, old building。
咁我就受邀喺一間教會度講道。
Now just before I went up to the pulpit to preach, the senior pastor next to me whispered to me, whispered。
咁我上台之前，咁嗰個教會嘅主任牧師就細細聲咁同我講。
He said, "You know what, Dr. Patrick?The very seat, the chair you're sitting on is a very important chair."
咁佢就同我講，馮牧師，你知唔知你而家坐緊呢張凳係非常重要嘅一張凳
？I say, "Why is this chair so important that I'm sitting on?"
咁我就問點解呢張凳咁特別咁重要咧
？He say, "You know, Martin Luther sat on this chair exactly 500 years ago, and then he went to preach."
咁佢話馬丁路德就係500年前就係坐呢張凳喺講道之前。
I suddenly saw halo on my head.
突然間，我覺得好似有光環。
I felt wow, deeply honoured. Wow, I'm sitting in Martin Luther's chair. All right, okay.
非常榮幸可以坐喺馬丁路德坐過嗰張凳上。
But what encouraged me more was not Martin Luther. It's about what happened after the church service. After.
更加令我鼓舞嘅唔係馬丁路德嘅呢張凳，而係崇拜之後發生嘅一件事。
Is that 12 students? This is only some of them.Came forward and greeted me and shook my hands.
咁有十二位嘅學生，咁佢就完咗之後就嚟到同我打招呼。
All of them came from China. All of them.
佢哋呢十二位都係由中國嚟嘅。
From Shandong, from Guangzhou, one from Xinjiang, all students studying in Germany.
有山東，有新疆，都係嚟到呢度。
And they told me that when we first arrived, we were not Christians.
咁佢哋就同我講：我哋嚟到德國嘅時候，我哋都唔係基督徒。
We have never heard the gospel。
我哋從來未聽過福音。
But German brothers and sisters shared the gospel with us, and we came to faith in the Lord Jesus。
但係德國嘅弟兄姊妹就將呢個福音傳俾我哋，我哋就接受咗主，相信主耶穌。
Now you notice that in the picture, the tallest guy, there's a tall man, right?
咁喺呢幅
，He's a student from Shanghai。
咁呢幅相入邊，你見到最高嘅嗰位弟兄，佢係由上海嚟嘅。
He said, "I have received this blessing in Jesus Christ."
佢話：我已經喺主入邊接受領受咗呢個嘅祝福。
God is calling me to share the gospel with Syrian refugees in Germany.
我聽到神呼召我要將福音分享俾喺德國嘅敍利亞難民。
I mean, you can see here what it means is gospel is from everywhere to everywhere, from China to Germany to Syrian refugees in Germany.
咁我哋見到。宣教其實真係係由從每一個地方去到每一個地方，我哋見到德國傳將福音傳俾係中國人，有中國人傳福音俾。
Mission today is from everywhere to everywhere.
今日嘅宣
教 on the move.
今日嘅宣教係從每一個地方傳到去每一個地方。
Now Paul concluded the book of Romans with these words. Now I come to the conclusion. That is the very end of chapter 16.
咁以下，保羅就用以下嘅一段話去總結佢嘅羅馬書。
In chapter 16, now two very important verses
喺兩章好重要嘅經節。
First in verse 25,
25節。
Now to him who is able to establish you according with my gospel.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永固隐藏不言的道理，
偏固你们的心。 Verse 26, that all Gentiles might come to the obedience that come from faith.
26节，藉众先知的书指示万国的民向他们信服真道。
So Paul highlights two important truths.
这里保罗指出两个重要的真理。
First, he says, we have received a relationship, for he's able to establish it. There's a relationship with Christ. That's the first thing.
第一，我们已经在耶稣基督里面领受了一个的关系。
我们扎根在耶稣基督里面。
我们扎根在基督。
A missionary couple once shared with me that they have moved house 20 times in 15 years. That's a lot of moving, right?
咁有一對宣教嘅夫婦同我分享，佢哋十五年之間搬遷過多過二十次。
But they say one thing has never changed.
有一樣嘢係冇改變。
Whenever they move house,
佢哋搬屋嘅時候
，the same plaque will be hung on the wall in every home.
同一塊牌佢哋會掛喺佢哋嘅屋企入面。
And the plaque says this.
上面寫住
，As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord based on Joshua chapter 24.
至於我和我家，我們必定侍奉耶和華，係喺約書亞記嘅二十四。
Now we may be people on the move, but we are anchored in Christ. Anchor in Christ. That's very important. Verse 25.
所以我哋無論去到邊度，我哋仍然係扎根喺基督嘅入邊。
Second, you come to the second point on the screen.
第二
，Not only we are anchored in Christ, not only we have received a relationship, we have also received a mission.
不單止我們扎根在基督，我們都是宣教是去為基督。
If you read verse 26, it says here, We are called to proclaim Christ so that all nations may come to obedience that comes from faith.
在26節那裡講到我們要傳福音使他們信服真理。
I believe this is the mission God has given to Grace Church, really.
相信這個是神給華人堂的一個的使命。
And the mission is that all may come to the obedience that comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
这个使命就是叫众人因着信靠耶稣基督而信服。
So in summary, let me say this.
总结，
We are a community of God's people.
我们是属神的群体。
And God is asking us today.
神今天问我们。
Are we willing?
你愿不愿意
to take risks for God, surrendering our rights to Him?
愿不愿意为神去冒险，放低自己的权利给神呢？
Do we celebrate our diversity and unity in Christ?
我们有没有在基督里面庆祝多元合一？
We may be people on the move, but are we willing to serve God's purpose, a spiritual impact wherever we go?
我们可能是去不同地方的人，但是我们在每个地方会有没有遵行神的旨意？
So that all may come to the obedience that comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
以致我们身边的人会因着信耶稣基督而信服。
Now I know that we are not Methodist here. Methodist Church is next door.
咁我知道我哋唔係華理公會嘅人。
But may I conclude by quoting the motto from John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, to end my sharing.
係允許我用維斯利嘅一個座右銘嚟作為今日嘅結束。
Do all the good you can.
用你所有嘅方法。
By all the means you can.
用你所有的途径
，in all the ways you can，
在所有你能去的地方
；in all the places you can，
在所有你能的时间
；at all the times you can，
在所有你能的时间
；to all the people you can，
向所有你能帮助的人
；as long as ever you can，
只要你还能做
；for daily I offer Christ to the people。
我就将。獻基督，將基督介紹俾人。
May we proclaim Christ until He returns or call us home.
願我哋宣揚基督，直到基督再臨或者召我哋翻屋企。
Amen.